This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan. Shout out Scott Parks. Good guy. Love that guy. But it is a Friday. Last hour. 59 minutes away until Bob is on a boat. I'm on a boat. Will you let Ralph play that?
I'm sure he'll already have that on the playlist.
Okay.
Ralph's good when it comes to the playlists.
He's just hitting up, he's just living his best life, man. Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing at all.
Does Ralph do the tunes at the tailgate?
We go in together on that. Sometimes I'll put together a list. Most of the time, it's usually him that's putting together
lists. Usually.
You can feel free to contribute songs as well. Send them in to R. Miller at tailgatemusic.com, and he'll put it on the tailgate list. Yeah.
Usually bangers.
Nice.
Everything sounds good in a parking lot, though.
That's pretty true.
All right, let's get to it. Richard of the Week. Nice.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Richard of the Week, Friday at 9 o'clock, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, zero bubbles. They're fantastic. Just ask Matt.
They are great. They're so phenomenal. Good. Yeah. Who doesn't love them?
It's funny. I went to my buddy's house on Sunday over the holiday weekend, and three different people came in and said, "Thanks a lot, Dusty," and they were holding a Surfside. I said,
"It's great.
It's paying off."
Heck yes. That's
I was like,
awesome.
Keep sipping, man. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. It's a very divided crowd. You're either like team tea or team lemonade.
I think you're right about that. 100%. I'm team tea.
Yeah. I like the peach tea and the Arnold Palmer one they have. Like those two on a patio or like on a hot day.
They're dangerous, man. Those peaches are so good.
Oh, yeah. You suck those things down like a chili dog and John Mellencamp. Mm-hmm. All right, Bob, who's the Richard of the Week?
Well, I figure Matt could start because that kind of leads into his Richard of the Week, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, that work makes sense. Mine is John Mellencamp.
Suck it on a chili dog.
What are we doing? If you haven't heard, John Mellencamp just being a total Richard towards Pat McAfee, who before game 5 of the Pacers-Knicks series, they handed him the microphone. He's down courtside at the Indiana game. He's obviously a huge figure in Indiana. And he just starts talking trash to Ben Stiller, Timothy Chalamet. Nothing, no cursing, nothing dirty, just sports banter. Before a huge game, Indiana has a chance to make the finals. And John Mellencamp comes out. And he didn't feel like a Hoosier that night. That's not the Indiana way. This isn't
what the
how
hell
we're
does that
to...
mean? The Indiana way.
What are you talking
it's one
about?
Of the dumbest things I've ever heard. That's not the Kansas way.
Yeah, exactly.
What does that mean?
Maybe he just needs a lover that won't drive him crazy.
Oh God! You tell me you pulled up this whole discography now.
I could just go all through Mellencamp songs. I had his greatest hits as a kid.
I think we all had that. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I listened to Pink Houses, mm-hmm. Jack and Diane. Try that. That's Jason Aldean. Small Town, is that?
I
was born in a small town.
Yeah.
And I live in a small town. Take a shot of beer every time he says small town.
I just don't understand that not the Indiana way or whatever. That's so stupid.
I watched that and I was like, this is sports. This is great.
Yeah.
This is entertainment.
This is
banter. This is riffing. This is good. This is awesome.
I think people are having a hard time, and I think people in sports are having a hard time and understanding you better be more entertainment than sports these days.
Mm-hmm.
You had better be more entertainment than sports these days. It's no longer. I was listening to whoever was filling in for Ben Maller as I was driving. This guy's breaking down the depth chart of the Dolphins. Who the hell cares?
At 4 a.m.
Yeah, right? But Pat McAfee and getting the crowd hyped up, that's what it's about. People want to be entertained. They're paying a lot of money. You got to bring something to the party, man. You got to bring something to the party. Mm. Entertainment is where it is. Why do you think Pat McAfee's the highest rated, highest paid guy?
Shouldn't he
in sports media?
Shouldn't John know that?
Mellencamp? No.
Entertainment? No, like, that's your thing?
That's his thing. He wants to go watch a game and do it the Indiana way.
Yeah, he was just trying to drop a cherry bomb. What?
All right, Bob. Yeah, the Ben Maller guys. The entire
cast of the Ben Maller show, other than Ben Maller. Yeah. I mean, Ben Maller gets these guys on a free trip to Vancouver, Canada. The entire show.
Yeah. Free.
Some listeners picking up the tab. Great deal, right?
Wow.
Flying them all up there, doing the whole nine yards. Two of the people on the Ben Maller show made dinner reservations for themselves and didn't invite Ben to go with them.
Why?
Well, they didn't think he'd like the food.
Oh.
That's crazy, dude.
So instead of asking him and letting him say no, which is the proper way to do things, they didn't even invite him. They just said, we're going here. You're not invited. He's the guy that got them this trip.
He's the trip.
He's the reason why they're on this trip.
You wouldn't be if it wasn't for me.
And they're just going to dinner and didn't invite him. That's a low rent move.
That's crazy.
I even asked him, I was like, so like things are going to be all right. He goes, yeah, well, we'll see.
Who knows?
And I'm like, that's an honest answer, Ben. And he's like, yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where we go from here. Like that legit pissed.
I mean, that would tick me off. I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like, we did that to you, Bob, in New Orleans. And Dusty and I were just like, all right, man.
Yeah. Well, the restaurant's in a basement. We didn't figure you want to come here. Dude, just send me a text and I'll let you know. Like, if it 90% of the time is going to be like, yeah, I'm good on that. Okay, at least you said
you got to make the offer.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
It's like Ben telling us we were invited to his party. He doesn't really want us there, but he's inviting.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. But yeah, I mean, it's just every time.
Bingo card. Oh, Josh and I used to say every time. He got it.
It's my favorite. I love that he does that. Yeah. He's got to say it.
Well, I don't know if the Dolphins are the Roses. Hey, thanks for having me, guys. But I don't know if they're the same people.
It's great.
My Richard of the Week is?
Nah, they played harder than us, I think. I think they played harder than us. You know, loose balls, like rebounds, like all that. We got to be able to win that battle.
Pascal, can you make sense of it for those of us who don't play this game at this level? Like, you know what was the stake, and you're saying they played harder than you guys. You didn't fight them hard enough. How is that possible?
What do you mean?
How is it possible not fight hard enough in game?
What are you talking about? They played harder than us. It's okay. We played hard, but they played harder. What's your point? I don't get it.
My point is you're saying you guys got out fought, and I'm saying
that happens in the game though. That's basketball.
In game 5, we didn't play them.
You're good. You're good, bro.
It's awesome.
So, Richard of the Week, that reporter, and his name is who?
Guthrie.
Oh, it's Greg Doyle.
Greg Doyle.
Yeah, this guy was the one who, you know, hit on Caitlin Clark or whatever he did with Caitlin Clark, made her feel creeped
and
out by
now
him.
He can't cover the Indiana Fever.
Right.
Now he's 1 foot out of the door for the Indiana Pacers, mm-hmm. who are about to maybe possibly play in the NBA championship.
Yeah, seriously.
Greg Doyle, more like Greg Boyle. You, sir, suck. You're a Richard. You make us other media members look bad. Mm-hmm. This is why athletes tend to not like us, because of people like you, mm-hmm. who are letting us have to go through all of this because they're worried about people that you that sit in the room. And I have talked to PR people before and they have told me, yeah, we know the guys, like we know who the people are that are going to try to fish. That man, Greg Boyle, was fishing mm-hmm. for a content of nothing. And Siakam, I thought, was great. You good, bro? Like, I told you what you wanted. I did that's why Rory McIlroy doesn't want to talk to the media. And I know there's a lot of people that have an opinion about that. And I get it. Rory's a little soft, S-A-F-W-F-T, mm-hmm. soft. And he could talk. But it's because of questions like that. Like, what do you mean you didn't play hard enough? That's not what he said. He said they played harder. They're in an elimination game. You back the wolf into the corner, the wolf's going to be a little bit more angrier than he would be out on his own. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened. And you're trying to bait this guy who's a team that you cover. They know, you know, are you good? He finds out his name, rolls his eyes, and that guy will never get another answer again. And if he does try to ask Halliburton a question, if they do anything, he might do the next question.
Yeah.
That happens all the time. If you want to do that and burn your bridge, where that's one of the main entities of your job is to get a quote and to get something to build your article on or your piece on, and now you're looked at as a Richard from the athletes, and Siakam, hate to break it to you, second best player on that team, big face of the Indiana Pacers, and now you've ruined that for yourself and maybe your organization that you work for. So Boyle, Doyle, Foyle, I don't know who you are, Richard of the Week, get out of here. Quit ruining it for others.
Yeah, and that's the point right there. He is ruining it for others. And it's always, you know, one person that makes everybody look bad. That's just the way it works in life, right? And he's going to push it so far where they go, you know what? Sorry, no media is going to be allowed in here. And it's going to be because of that guy's fault, right? And then that cuts off the access that fans have to the players. I know a lot of teams do stuff through their own website, but it's still good to have the checks and balances of the media there to kind of keep everybody in line, you know, with what's going on. And so there's no reason to do this kind of stuff.
No.
You are trying to bait somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's crap. You don't do that.
Someone said what Ben Maller's teammates did to him was like Drew going to Quick Trip and not asking Pink if he wanted anything.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
Yeah, that was just slimy from that reporter. He's trying to get him to say that he didn't try, that they weren't trying. And also, you know, for us non-athletes, he's trying to be all nice and sincere. Shut up, man. You know what you're doing.
You know exactly what you're doing.
Pound sand. Yeah. Get bent.
You know, if this guy didn't have a track record, it's one thing.
Yes.
This guy has a track record in that town, in that sport.
He tried to hit on Caitlin Clark.
I mean,
what are you doing?
Creepy, man.
Been in the league for 5 minutes and you're getting rid of the Taylor Swift heart. Travis Kelce's doing it to Taylor Swift. You ain't them. She ain't about you, bro.
She's like, yeah, I do that to my family.
Yeah, not to rando reporters.
Not to rando creep reporter guy.
You'd be better off asking for...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
For a selfie than showing a heart.
Yes.
Oh, the cover is out for NCAA College Football 26. Have you guys seen it?
I have not.
It's outstanding.
Oh, it's Jordan.
Jordan coaching.
I'm going to buy it. Did they get her approved? We're not talking about it.
Yeah, we're not talking about this. When did you know you were going to be on the Madden cover? We're not talking about this.
Yeah, that's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.